I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's hour number three, though, Bart.
Oh.
Yeah, man. It's hour number three on a Friday. We're going full buffet, 800-919-3776. And so, with that in mind, it's hour number three. It's St. Patrick's Day. What's that mean?
On St. Patty's Day, Lucky Charms. It's the power hour, I'll never say that again.
You didn't like that?
It's Lucky Charms. It's the power hour, Get your slits and ice. Oh, is it Molson Ice?
Huh? Get your slits. Wait,
what? Is it Slits?
No, it's what? Not.
What's
no.
The Irish beer?
No. It certainly ain't Schlitz.
St. Ives?
Guinness?
It should be St. Ives, right?
Harp? So
anything with Saint should be Irish. St. Ives.
No.
St. Ives malt liquor. Get your St. Ives malt liquor, everybody.
No, man. No.
The 40 ounce, not the little bitty one. What's the other one's like 16 ounces?
No, man.
What about the 40 ounce?
So Old English is clearly not Irish, so you're not drinking that. Right?
No. St. Ives. St. Ives is St. Ives
because it's a saint, so it must be Irish.
It's got to be. If anything with a saint is Irish. That's St. Ives, baby. Get the 40-ounce. Guzzle it.
What is wrong with you, man? I got a question for you. You know Sabrina Ionescu? You know, she's like the star for the Liberty, who now have like every star in the league, apparently.
Yeah. Super team. They made the big trade, man.
Yeah. Did you see that she has her own shoe now for Nike?
Ah,
you nice. See it?
See what New York does. See what New York does for you, Dame Dollar? Come out here, you get some new shoes. They're trying to replace Kyrie anyway. But yeah,
and
I ain't
you
seen
know,
it
by
yet.
The way, they look like Kyrie. It almost looks like the mock-ups that Kyrie. Kyrie didn't like them, and he said, "I don't want those."
Saw the extra Kyrie's they had left over. They just took the name out. Like, yo, it got my initial inside.
Like, damn, wait, those are. So they
you got
actually,
Uncle Drew, Auntie Drew in the inside.
I like them because they've got like an eye that goes around, like all the way around the shoe. It's kind of cool with the dotted eye, but they're hers. So they're, I mean, obviously it's a woman. It's her signature shoe, but they're unisex. It's not like they're not made for women.
Aren't
they're
all just, shoes unisex.
They're just sneakers. Yeah. Well, yeah, I would think so, but they're not made for a, like just specifically for women. They're a shoe.
Yeah, that would limit the market.
So I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You are a sneakerhead. You love your sneakers. Yeah. Now, you're a big Jordan guy, but still.
Yeah.
Would you wear them?
Hell yeah. If they have some Swing Cashes out right now.
No, I'd wear Swing Cashes.
Listen. If I wasn't married, Swing Cashes, me and her would have had two babies. So I definitely would wear the shoe.
I mean, Swin's a friend. I don't really.
Oh, you know her?
Of course I know Swin.
Oh.
Yeah, I know her well. She's.
Talk to you offline.
Consider her a friend. She's happily married. She has kids. She's fine.
She's married.
Yes.
Don't mean happily.
Well, in this case, she
is. I'll just play.
It's so uncomfortable for me right now because I really like her a lot. I don't.
She was a
like
pistol.
If I didn't know who she was, I would play along with you and we'd have a great time.
She was in a D, baby.
You might want to rephrase that. She's in New Orleans right now.
No, I know.
Trying to keep Zion off of.
Yeah, executive.
Yes.
But she used to play for the Detroit equivalent.
Yeah, she played for, yeah.
Yeah, the Shizza. With Bill Laimbeer winning all that.
Hall of Famer.
To answer your original question, yes, I would wear a woman's shoe. I don't look at it like that. I'm not that naive.
I'm curious because I wonder how many guys.
If they fire, I wear them.
I actually like them. Go look them up. Google them right now. Actually, because I saw them, she was on SportsCenter. And I saw them, and I was like, you know what? I like these. Like, honestly, like I thought they were pretty cool.
They ain't like you wearing some Air Beyoncé's. She's a real athlete.
If you ask me, I like them better than the Curry's.
Oh, I mean, Curry's done by Under Armour. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's like back in the day wearing some Spalding's, wearing some Olajuwon's, and trying to tell yourself that they cool. They just as cool as Nike's.
You said Spalding's.
Yeah, get you some LA Gear lights.
Before we get to the calls, you see RG3 tweeted about the Packers' compensation request for Aaron Rodgers. He said, I don't blame the Packers for wanting more compensation for Aaron Rodgers than they got for Brett Favre. RG3, he's saying this. He said, he is 1 year removed from winning back-to-back MVPs. Favre hadn't won an MVP in 10 years when he was traded to New York. But so, anything more than a first-round pick is nutty.
So why are you letting him go then? If he won an MVP less than a year ago, then you shouldn't want to trade him. Then.
Well, he's saying, I don't blame them for wanting a first, but he said anything more than a first is crazy. But what you and I are both saying is, I'm not giving him the 13th overall pick.
Yeah, that's a great first.
Like, I'll give you a pick that turns into a first, but I ain't giving you a first that is 13th overall.
Yeah,
like, let's
crazy.
Not get ridiculous. And I'm taking on all that money, too?
Yeah.
Whatever. That's how I feel about it.
Exactly.
Let's go to Craig and Lansing on this. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, guys. I was listening to Bart talk about, which I agree 100%. You know, when you look at Corey Davis, he was a fifth overall pick, first receiver taken in the draft in 2017. And short of his rookie year, he's been 500 or more yards every year. And a couple of those years were right around 1,000. So the guy's been productive. So I like that. I also agree, Bart, that, no, we'll give you a conditional pick second. Love that. Because if we go to the Super Bowl, this is the big deal here. We'll give you the first. But trust me on this, if that dude gets a chance to ride out into the sunset like Elway and Manning winning the last game of his career as a Super Bowl win, he's not coming back. Not when he has the chance to walk out like that. I mean, I think that because you say, people say, well, get to the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, because if we get to the Super Bowl, it's a great thing, but it's also like we might lose this dude, you know, because, like I said, not a lot of guys get a chance to ride off into the sunset like Peyton Manning and John
Elway. If he loses it, he might come back. If he wins it, he might say, I'm good.
Right.
Drop the mic. Mic drop. Yeah. But I'm not giving that.
Yo, if Aaron Rodgers comes in here and wins the Super Bowl and then says I'm retiring, I have no problem. Like, no problem. You just gave me a Super Bowl. I've been waiting over 50 years for it. So I have no problem with that.
And you'll get that first pick, and it's basically the number 32. So who cares?
Yeah, that's true. Ryan's in East Meadow. Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Likewise.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, first off.
Yep.
First, let me preface my statement by saying, like, I agree with you, Bart. I wouldn't want to give up the 13th overall pick for somebody who's has a question mark like Rodgers when it comes to playing next year. But after seeing what Matthew Stafford went for, and after finding out you can get paid $40 million after beating up a weak Vikings defense, how can the Packers optically explain to their fans letting go Rodgers for anything less than a first?
Because we letting go of the headache, so we can see that if we have our quarterback for the next 15 years, because if Aaron Rodgers plays the next 2 years, then Jordan Love, you're going to give Jordan Love $20 million to sit on the bench, because that's the fifth-year option by the time he's up for it, it'd be $22 million. So you're going to give a guy $22 million and he never started a game for you, you don't know if he can play, and you gave up a first-round draft pick. How are you going to explain drafting a guy, giving up draft compensation, moving up to get him, and never seeing if he can play in a real game? Never giving him five games to play. So it's at the point where Aaron Rodgers, much like Tom Brady has did when they brought in Jimmy G, they thought that he was the replacement, but then Tom Brady outplayed him and you couldn't take him off. This is the best time for Green Bay to explain to his fan base that we can move on from Aaron Rodgers because he didn't take you to the promised land. So now he comes back there and he goes MVP again. How you going to cut him the next year? You going to cut an MVP? No. He's a guy that played because of the broke hand, couldn't get you in the playoffs. But if he gets you in the playoffs, how can you explain going to the younger backup when you got a guy that's a four-time MVP that took you to the playoffs? See, so that's why this is the perfect time to get out of it.
Yep.
So, I mean, listen, you can't – when you lose a great player, you can't worry about the short-term success that he gets, you know, shortly after. Remember, when Favre left the Packers, did Favre, like, just stink? No. He took Minnesota – to the NFC Championship. He had the Jets with the best record in the league. You can't worry about that, right? You can't. Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl. You think it was still a bad decision? No, because they had Andrew Luck that they were able to have their quarterback if he hadn't decided to retire for the next 15 years. So it's always hard transitioning. When Jerry Rice left San Francisco, he still went and put in work in Denver and in Seattle. He still went 4,000 yards receiving in Oakland. Like, you can't, like, when you lose somebody, it's never the right time to say goodbye. But it is the appropriate time to say goodbye.
Yeah, you're, the way you laid it out is exactly why for the Packers, if they were ever going to move on, this was the time. The clock is not just ticking, it's almost striking midnight on Jordan Love. You've got to find out what you have, and the only way to do it is to give him a season. You got to watch him.
With no shadow over his head. When there's not somebody helicoptering over him, the fans saying, we want Aaron. Yeah.
No, well, you got to
get him out the building.
You never play him in front of Aaron Rodgers anyway.
Exactly.
But now you got to, like, just give him the keys and see what he's got, because if he's not it, well, all right, now we're in the search for a quarterback.
What's next year? In a year where the Lions are probably a better team.
Yep.
In a year where Minnesota's a better team.
Still good.
In a year where Chicago has spent money and loaded up and still have draft equity, could be a better team.
Right.
This could be the year where you take one step back and suck like Indianapolis did and got Andrew Luck. Go get the kid from USC. Next year is the year where it's supposed to be the studs at quarterback. Don't you want to know if you got you a young stud or if you need to be in the quarterback market? So that's why you get rid of him. And now you hope to get – that's why you ask the Jets for next year's first or second, because now it gives you – if you got like the fifth pick or the sixth pick, now you got a two from the Jets to put with a first to move up. If you got to go get one of those quarterbacks. That's why. Because you don't know if Jordan Love stinks. But you got to find out.
They got to see, and they got to let him play. And so it allows you to get out from under it. And again,
and the Jets know that too.
Of course. That's why I think eventually this is all going to work out. But for now, it's just – look, and I get it. This has been anxiety-ridden from the very beginning because we're waiting to hear from Aaron. We finally hear from Aaron. Now we're waiting for the trade to go down. We want the press conference. Give me the damn press conference, and we go from there. But you aren't getting it right now. On your time. You're going to get it on their time, but you're going to get it eventually. Leo is in Elizabeth. Leo.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Okay, good. So I had a question. I'm a Giants fan. Do you guys think that we still have a chance to get Odell? Because I like the moves that we've gotten, but I feel like everybody's still a little injury riddled, and I know Odell is as well, but I do think we still need a number one receiver. So, like, do you think there's a chance or?
Odell's not a number one at this point.
Yeah.
He's a number two. He's a compliment. So, if anything, you need to go call and see if Allen Robinson's available.
Yep.
You need to go see if Brandon Cook's available. Mm-hmm. A guy that just goes for 1,000 yards receiving in Houston when Houston decides maybe to get underneath that salary.
Right.
Or if you want to go big fish deep fishing, then you – or big fish fishing, then you go for DeAndre Hopkins.
Odell right now, I think, you know, the Dallas Cowboys really want to bring him in. That relationship has been there for a while now. Remember, they did bring him in before the playoffs, and they just decided that he wasn't going to be ready to play, and they didn't do anything there. They might be regretting that now, because at least they could have gotten him in-house. But the Aaron Rodgers thing is really interesting here, because not only did, as Diana Rossini reported, did Rodgers have him on the list of when the Jets said, well, who would you want to work with? Who would you want to play with? He gave him a list of names, and one of them was Odell. He also talked about it on McAfee. You know, when he was on McAfee, he talked glowingly about Odell as a player that, you know, he always admired and always wanted to work with. So, you know, that's another thing to keep in mind, that Odell, you know, is well aware of that, and that perhaps if the Dallas thing doesn't feel like the right fit or whatever it is, maybe he decides – you know what? I'm going to hook up with the Jets because they've got a lot of weapons. There won't be a ton of pressure on him. And yet he could also get to play and catch passes from one of the greatest of all time. Josh in Brooklyn. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, y'all? So I have a quick question. So you see that the Jets tried to make the two big moves, Orlando Brown, and they tried to make the Fletcher Cox move, but they lost two of the main starters on defense. So I was wondering, Bart, I know you were talking about them getting a fat guy. I know Calais Campbell's out there. He's not a fat guy, but he's an experienced D-lineman. Do you think that they can do something like they can look for him, or are they waiting for a cheaper, you know, the second wave of free agency to go by and maybe fill out D-line? Because now the D-line's really weak now. You know, I think they just have, like, Quinton Williams and maybe JFM, maybe, you know. So
yeah, you lost.
The D-line's really weak now, so they've got to fill that up, you know.
Yeah, you lost Nathan Shepard as well. You signed Solomon Thomas back, but you lost Sheldon Rankins. Calais Campbell's, you know, I talked about that yesterday on SNY. And I also talk about Puna Ford, who was out in Seattle. I don't know if him and Saleh was out there at the same time, but you look at Seattle, they brought in some other pieces, and the market hasn't really developed for him like I believe people have thought. I think you go Calais Cam, you go Puna Ford. And, if this guy Jalen Carter continues to drop because he couldn't make it through his workout the other day, jeez, we all know that he's a top five pick, but who knows how the effect of him going to court affected him, because he gained a lot of weight in the last couple weeks and he was overweight and he couldn't even finish his workouts. But I'm assuming he was worried about his litigation, and he probably wasn't working out, and he's got a year probation, so he's not going to be hindered. He's not going to be in the program or anything like that. And if he continues to fall at 13, maybe if you're the Jets, you move up and you say, damn the tackle, this guy could be insurance in case we can't get Quinnen Williams signed. He's a beast. Or also they got the little fat dude from Baylor, dog. Like Samoan. He's Samoan. I'm about to call him Samoan Joe off wrestling, but I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to be funny or
I
be
just
offensive.
Love when you can't remember anybody, you just call him the little fat guy. There's nothing better than that.
I said fat guy, Puna Ford.
I know. Damon in West Orange. Damon.
What's going on, fellas? Terrific show as always.
Thanks.
Okay, so on Monday I had made the suggestion about possibly using a first and a second on a wide receiver, but then, like, after watching all the moves Shane has made this week, I'm just sitting here like, wow, well, damn, yeah. I really should have just shut up and let Shane cook, because, man, he's been cooking.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I still use the first-round pick on that wide receiver from TCU.
He still doesn't have a one. Listen, one of those guys is going to fall to the second round. I mean, because it's going to be a run around 13, 14 of just straight linemen. Right, where the Jets are, 12, 13, 14 is probably going to be Northwestern, Georgia, Ohio State as they come off the boards, because four of the guys can go early.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's going to be a receiver that falls, whether it's him or whether it's a guy from Ohio State. I still think they need to go get a veteran. And I think, even Adam Thielen, maybe somebody, if they can get him on a one-year deal, maybe somebody that you bring in here and you
but
just don't have
a
number one.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but a rookie ain't going to be a one either. There's no rookies out in this draft that are like. There's no rookies out in this draft that are like Garrett Wilson, Drake London, or Chris Olave. Yeah. This is not a strong draft for receivers this year.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's again, that's why, getting Waller was such a big deal, because
he's basically your number one receiver. Now, he's 32 years old, and he hasn't been healthy.
Right.
But he's special. He's capable of 13.
The hamstring that held him up, but we know he can put up big numbers when that hamstring wasn't an issue.
Yeah, he's Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce. He can give you 1,300 yards receiving.
That's pretty good, man. I mean, again, when you have that, doesn't it make everybody else better? Anthony is in Dobbs Ferry. Anthony.
Yeah, Barnhart, thanks. Before I make my point, I listen to you guys all the time. I never got to get through. Could I do something real quick?
What do you want to do?
Here we go. Ooh! Boy, can't wait, Scott. Alan Han Solo. How was that?
Oh, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Welcome, Anthony. Welcome to the show. Oh, yes. Ooh. My minions have come.
What is going on here?
Welcome to the dark side.
We almost should have a Barstradamus show. Like do the show at a venue somewhere.
I'm gonna
have everybody has to show up like in different Barstradamus, like make it like Comic-Con.
A black suit, red.
I almost feel like we do this hybrid Star Wars Barstradamus kind of hybrid show somewhere where we're live, we do our show live, and everybody that shows up, you got to dress
I got to wear the gray beard, the Barstradamus beard.
You got to go with the beard the whole time.
As long as it's live, it's got to be live from a cemetery. How about that?
A mortuary. Something like that, man. Right. It'd be crazy. Yeah, man. So what do you got?
Let me ask you a question, guys. Listen, I'm a big Jets fan, right? Huge Jets fan. Uh-huh. So everybody's saying, from everyone you hear, this Aaron Rodgers thing is a lock. He's coming to New York, and maybe it's just years of misery that are making me think, as the days go by and nothing is signed and nobody is traded, I mean, we haven't even heard the parameters of what the trade is going to be. Is it a first? Is it maybe a first if he plays to a certain way? I'm starting to think, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a peace pipe away from saying he might just want to retire and forget about all this.
Nah.
So my question is this. Mm-hmm. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't come to New York, okay, there's nobody left. I mean, Baker Mayfield's gone. What happens then? What's the next step? And don't tell me it's Lamar Jackson. That is a pipe dream.
Mm-hmm.
Solo, that is Nick saying they're going to get Michael Jordan back in 1997. It's never going to happen. He's not coming to New York. So what's the plan? Do you just punt the season and say goodbye? I want to know.
No, you don't punt the season. You have to maybe make a trade for somebody, and you got to try and win with somebody that's just better than Zach Wilson. Yeah, simple as that.
Jeez.
You know, whether you make a trade for Gardner Minshew or something like that.
We are never going there. Like, it that's never going to happen.
I don't think it would have got this far if that was the case.
I'll give you one reason why this will not happen. Woody Johnson. In the end, and that's probably what the Packers are banking on, in the end, they'll smoke him out. In the end, that's coming at some point. That, okay, enough's enough. Give them what they want. Let's just get this over with. They're never going to be left without Aaron Rodgers. That's not going to happen. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls.
But hey, what if it hasn't happened and they know it's going to be the next year pick and they go out and they get Anthony Richardson at 13? Ooh.
I still wouldn't be happy, but okay.
But still.
Just for security. Look, there's always options. I get it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, let me ask you a question. You put on your shoes and socks. How do you do it?
What do you mean?
How do you do it?
One at a time.
What do you mean one at a time? Give me the format. What do we do?
Oh, I usually
you're barefoot.
Down.
You've got. Yeah, you want to get you. You want to put on shoes and you want to work out. You're barefoot. What do?
I sit down and I put on my socks.
Socks first.
Yeah, socks first. Yeah,
both feet.
Yeah, both. Yeah, I don't put one sock on one foot then that shoe on. That's what the hell are we doing?
Well, so Jalen Brunson and Emmanuel Quickley were in the locker room today after practice, and Brunson went to social media to show. Emmanuel Quickley went to social media to show Jalen Brunson doing something he thought was crazy, and that is putting on both socks and then both shoes. Because apparently
– that's how I do it.
Well, apparently let me get this right. That Brunson did sock, shoe.
Oh, hell no.
What the
hell?
He's like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, he's a psycho killer. If he didn't play basketball, he would be like Dexter.
sock, shoe. Does anyone do that? And here's the other thing. Do you have, for me, I'm crazy. I have to go left foot first sock, then right foot sock, then left foot shoe. And if I'm like slipping into anything, if I have socks on already, I'm slipping into like slippers, always left first, always. If I accidentally put the right one on, I'll kick it off and put the left one back on. Do you do that, or you just doesn't matter?
Yeah, I'm a dexterous. I put on either one.
You're what?
Huh?
You're what?
I'm a destrous.
You're
what?
Yeah. Emmy. Amory.
Oh, by the way, just to point out here, so Kennesaw State, which was up by like 10 for most of this game on Xavier.
Told you.
Xavier's now up 63-61 with 3:45 to go. There was 8 minutes to go. They were still up by like 10 points.
It always happens that way, man. Like teams that like that, they just run out of gas. They can't finish.
It's like the clock goes so slow, you know? Like you're looking up every 5 seconds. Damn, man, come on. Like, there's still more game left. Too much game.
Then they start fouling. You look at the teammate, they hit you with the, my bad. No, man. That's how we don't lose, stupid.
So, you remember when Mitchell Robinson went to Snapchat after the game Tuesday night? The Knicks win in Portland. It was a great win, like a good team win. And the road trip. They get the split. 11 games over 500. They've won 11 of the last 14. Feeling good. Mitchell Robinson really didn't show out too much, and he expressed frustration about like never getting the ball. I'm just out here doing cardio, you know, real complaint. And it was a bad look when you consider that they were coming off a good win. So people were coming at him on social media about it, and he responded to these guys are great, Knicks Fan TV, they do a great job, CP and the guys. And he responded to them on DMs, and so he posted what Mitchell Robinson said. So I'll read you what he said to explain why he would go to social media and say something like he did after a good win. And he said, it's come real for the past few weeks. I've been going through the perfect storm, as I call it, after the game against Portland. I just snapped. I got a baby on the way. I got family issues. I just got to figure out a way to get back under control. When my mind was free, I was good. After I had 3 bad games, I just started thinking about all the stuff I had going on and kept it going. I'll figure it out, though. I'll be fine. My bad. I should have handled it differently, and I didn't want no bad blood. Just got to find myself. And then he went on to say, most of y'all want to say I'm being childish or petty or whatever, but let me put this in the air now. I can be selfish, shoot 80 shots, and not play defense, but that's not me, though I give up my body for this stuff. Y'all say I'm injury prone. All my injuries came from another play on the defensive side. Let me not play defense like I know I can. And not play hard, I'll never get hurt again. But I love this stuff too much to not risk getting hurt. I do think about getting injured or whatever. I just jump into the fire and whatever happens, happens. Blanket and play ball. That's something you say all the time.
Yeah,
he said, if we're being real about it, so despite the fact that most of y'all say I need to play better, I play the way they want me to. Been doing it for 5 years now.
So is he saying his levels to this? He's saying that he can put up 50 or 20 a game? Well, that's what he's saying?
I think what he's saying is I play hard. You say I get hurt all the time, but it's because I play so hard that I don't want to play any other way and that I'm not selfish. And then he also said the reason I snapped, I shouldn't have done it, but I got a lot going on in my life right now and I just got emotional. That's essentially my translation of all this.
Yeah, we get that. Like, and players have lives outside of playing basketball.
Got a baby coming, got some family stuff going on, and it's all like kind of brewing in his head after he said he felt like he played 3 bad games on the trip. And I could tell you, he didn't play well for 3 games. He didn't. And so everything's forgivable, I think.
Yeah. He didn't.
We're so quick to criticize these guys, but, you know, we should also be quick then to say, all right, you apologize, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a big man to try and give us context of what's going on and kind of say, listen, I know it was wrong. I don't want no smoke. You know what I mean? I play hard, and there's a lot of stuff out there, but I play my best. I give my all. And, you know, I hope all is forgiven. I mean, I didn't have no beef with it. Especially if his team didn't have no beef with it, because I'm sure his team probably put him aside. Like,
I guarantee you.
Like, yo, what the hell was that? Like, yo, my bad, man. It's a lot going on, bro. And I'm sure they probably know. I'm sure they already know that he had a lot going on before he had the bad road trip.
Yeah, that part is true. Let's take Spike down to St. Pete. What's up, Spike? How are we feeling?
Feeling great. Let me tell you about sock shoe.
Okay.
It was an old in the family that says if you do it that way and there's a fire, you got to hop out of the house. So you can't do it that way.
Fair.
Well, that makes logical sense.
I guess it does.
Let me tell you, Mitch went off because the second man in the weave never shoots. Tyson Chandler took 600 elbow jump shots a day. Right, Alan? Practicing, Yeah, he made the first one. They made the first one. They looked like Jason Kidd in 12-13 the last few games, but Jason Kidd was 40. Mitchell, you got your bag. Keep your mouth shut. You're a great rebounder. You're a great rim protector. Hartenstein's more body on. Hartenstein defends the bigs like Embiid, who's undefendable. Best pick and pop shot I ever saw, and you know how much basketball I've seen. He looks like Papa Shot to me with Harden, Embiid. He is a beast of the beast, and I say that with all due respect. Philly's going to be tough in the playoffs. So tell me, Alan, 8 days rest. Oh, what's his name tomorrow? Better suit up at 1 o'clock.
Brinson, you talking about Jalen?
Yep.
He practiced. Sorry, yep. So the news on this, Spike, and have a great weekend. The news on this is that he practiced today, full practice, and that he still will be listed as questionable for the game because they just want to see how he feels after practice today. Like if he wakes up tomorrow and he's sore again, obviously that's a problem. But all signs look good that he will be available for tomorrow afternoon's game. Remember, it's an afternoon game against the Nuggets. So you're playing Denver. I mean, that's one of the best teams in the West with Jokic, but they have not played well of late. So, again, we'll see how things go. But as I mentioned, Brunson did practice today. They're going to keep him questionable because they just want to see how he feels tomorrow after going through practice. But the sense you get is that it looks good that he will get back and be in the lineup. And, boy, they certainly do need him. All right, update. Kennesaw State down one. So it's 64-63, 2:24 to go. Xavier, who's the 3 seed, have had to climb back into this thing. They were down by, I think as big as 11 points maybe at one point. So this is one to watch. Again, there was a little upset alert going on there, but Xavier hanging in. So, again, we'll keep you updated on that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
When we were talking about St. Patrick's Day, Bart was going through he forgot what the Irish beer was. So he was going through different things. And he said, isn't it St. Ides? Because anything, all the saints are Irish. And I was like, St. Ides?
Come on, you went. Sanford and Son, you said, you big dummy.
You big dummy. And I'm like, let me find out who St. Ides was anyway. Because we only know it as the malt liquor, right?
It's great malt liquor. Great calorie count.
I don't know, man. I would probably, anyways.
Some great hops in there.
Whatever is in there, let's just say it was effective. Works every time. So I looked up who is St. Ides. And I will read to you the answer I got. St. Ides was an Irish nun who lived during the 5th and 6th centuries. That's a long time to live. Damn, and in the 20th century, her name was given to a brand of malt liquor in the United States. So apparently she was she had the gift of prophecy. Mm. It was held in great veneration by a large number of contemporary saints, men as well as women. And when she felt her end approaching, she sent to her community of nuns and invoked a blessing of heaven on the clergy and laity of the district around Kalidi. So, yeah.
See, in the eyes of all the great 80s commercials, you can lose. You can learn a lot from a dummy.
And meanwhile, under the name St. Ides, she lent her name to a potential to a potent brand of malt liquor that is manufactured by the Pabst Brewing Company.
7-Eleven.
The beer contains 8.0 alcohol by volume. Oh, you have a report?
I mean, 7-Eleven.com, Ben Simmons and Clutch part ways.
Well, the Nets were expecting, they will not give up on him playing this year. And he's, either Clutch is tired of his act, or he wants new representation.
But well, what? He'll never get another deal in the NBA.
I wonder if Clutch is done with his act. Maybe they're done with Trump. Remember when he sided with them? Remember the fallout he had in Philadelphia? They went straight to the mental health issues.
Yep, they the one that gave him the whole blueprint, the game plan, game, and they be like, man, ain't nothing wrong with this dude. This dude just don't want to play, man. He wacky D. We can't be around people like that. Associate ourselves with that. Also, Julian Love, Giant. 7-Eleven.com signs with the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. And I bet everybody's saying, Bart, so forget the can't wait. This is my can't wait because I'm trying to figure out. I feel like G.I. Joe is more than meets the eye, or more than meets the eye. I feel like that's Transformers.
Yeah.
It's more than meets the eye, man. Because Julian Love, okay. Quadre Diggs, pro bowler.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't Jamal Adams there? Doesn't he play safety? Is somebody about to go play linebacker?
Oh, boy.
Is Jamal Adams about to be – like the other guy from Alabama that played for the Rams that was converted to a linebacker and played safety. Yeah, okay. That could be Jamal Adams' thing. Who's the guy from there?
You want a March Madness update while you're thinking of the name?
Yeah, I can't think of Kennesaw. Somebody help me out with this guy's
Kennesaw
name.
Kennesaw State, they were tied, and Xavier hit free throws, and then they had a chance to hit a game-winning shot and missed.
Damn.
So I believe.
I can't wait for Sister Jean to be going home, too.
They're not even.
Are they in the NIT?
Why do you hate Sister Jean so much?
No, is that the – no, who's the one from the one from Chicago?
Yes, that's Loyola Chicago.
Yeah, man, come on, man. Like – you're supposed to be able to clock.
You understand, you and I have been doing shows together for 3 years.
Yes.
Every March Madness, you say the same thing.
Because she's all about the stuff. She's all about the limelight, man. She's just trying to be like.
Why isn't she just enjoying? Why can't she be like.
Because when they were losing, instead of her sitting there and seeing it to the end, she rolled her ass to the back.
Now, can you not do that part? Like, you didn't need to add that to it.
Because she bailed on the squad, man. It's all about her and her story.
Maybe she had to get out of the way.
Nah, hell no.
She's in a wheelchair.
She's in front. She ain't got nowhere to go. She's sitting down. She already got a seat. She can let everybody else clear out.
You got anything you're looking forward to seeing? And you can't wait for me at all? None? Nothing?
Well, free agency, man, because there's still a lot of good players out there.
I hear you.
I'm almost sitting there like the guy, listen, I'm surprised the Giants haven't signed the Samoan from from Philadelphia.
You're gonna go little fat dude on me again. You know what I can't wait for? Just get me the damn press conference. Aaron Rodgers. Let's make this thing happen. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bart, I'll see you.
Say nice.
Guzzling. Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.